This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, LeBitte, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. If you are considering starting to raise chickens, once you have determined the breed of chickens you will raise, and if you will start by purchasing chicks or adult hens, next you will need to plan the type of housing you will have for your chickens. The first requirement in any poultry operation is to have adequate housing to provide protection from heat, cold, inclement weather, and predators. A dry, draft-free house with ventilation is essential for the health and well-being of every bird. In the summer, ventilation provides a way to keep the interior temperature at a comfortable level. Ventilation in the winter is also necessary, not only to provide fresh air to the house, but also to remove moisture as an aid in the maintenance of dry litter. For small coops, windows, or vents, on one or two sides of the house will usually provide plenty of ventilation. Windows or vents should be placed on sides away from prevailing winter winds. Depending on bird size, space requirements for laying hens will be 1.5 to 2 square feet per bird inside the house. Broilers need slightly less room at 1 square foot per bird. The type of construction does not need to be elaborate or highly sophisticated. For those desiring to keep their chickens confined, a small run will be necessary to provide sunlight and exercise for the birds. When developing housing for a backyard flock, be sure to construct the poultry coop and runs in a manner that protects birds from invading predators. Depending on bird size, space requirements will be 8 to 10 feet per bird in the run. If you are raising chicks that are a day old to about 6 weeks of age, some supplemental heat may be needed for optimum growth. This will depend on the environmental temperature. For the first week, the chicks should be kept at about 90 to 95 degrees. The temperature may be lowered 5 degrees each week until a temperature of 70 degrees is reached. After, supplemental heat may be necessary only if the outside temperature is extremely cold. The chick's behavior is the first indicator of appropriate temperature in the brooder. Chicks scattered throughout the brooding area giving a contented sound are comfortable. Huddled, peeping chicks need additional heat, while those panting with their mouths open need cooler temperatures. Even though the chicks provide an ideal temperature, a small thermometer at chick level can be very useful. Supplemental heat may be provided from heat lamps as well. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.